on 2608.
Here we are, the end of April. Do you believe it? I know, I'm going to just strike that from my vocabulary from now on. I just am always so stunned, and you're probably sick of hearing it, at how fast time rolls on. Hey, everybody, hope you're having a great start to your work week. Boy, are we going to dive in deep to a lot of different things. We got the dungeon. We're going to roll it out. Could be the father of the Slumdog Millionaire, little girl, 9-year-old Rabina Ali. Because supposedly they're investigating this in Mumbai. He wants to try to sell her for $400,000. The good thing is they found out about it, put the brakes on it. He's denying it. We'll see where that goes. Might earn him some time in the dungeon. Also, there's this cat in California. I can't even call him a cat. There's this idiot guy in California who killed a horse with a sledgehammer, then took a chainsaw and decapitated the horse. What do you think should happen to him? That'd be a good you be the judge, but also we could easily let him spend time in the dungeon as well. And, of course, here's another good one for you, too. You heard about the Texas billionaire who's now all of a sudden on a PR campaign to say, I didn't do it. My second-in-command did it. I have no idea. And the SEC is like the Gestapo, the way they are leaning on me. Yeah, I'm not buying it. Alan Stanford accused of running an $8 billion Ponzi scheme. Right up there with Bernie Madoff. Crying those tears of, why me? Why me? I can't even use my credit cards. They're frozen. Everything's frozen. I have no money. I didn't do it. I just am not buying it. He just looks like he's lying to me, right? Of course, you are innocent until proven guilty. He'll get his day in court, no doubt, as they're going after him for fraud. But he's on the he's on that PR trail to try to convince everybody that it wasn't him and he was duped. If he was duped, then he's a big dummy, and I don't know how he could have amassed that fortune. Maybe we'll throw him into the dungeon. Well, I don't think she was duped, but I think that the PR campaign went the opposite way and swung in a different direction for Miss California. Normally, you wouldn't hear me talking about beauty pageant shows. I did mention, because we talk about water cooler buzz, that just briefly on our last show that Miss North Carolina won. But when we go a little bit deeper, here's the interesting thing. As this was televised out of Las Vegas, Miss California looked like she was going to win this deal. I mean, she seemed pretty close to winning it. Okay, but she was asked a question by Perez Hilton about Vermont being the fourth state to allow gay marriage and how did she feel about that and why and whatnot. And man, has she been taking some heat as a result. Perez Hilton, in fact, on Larry King to talk about it as he was judging the contest, of course, and asked the question of Miss California that tripped her up and led to, I believe, the loss of the crown. Check this out.
Vermont recently became the fourth state to legalize same-sex marriage. Do you think every state should follow suit? Why or why not?
Well, I think it's great that Americans are able to choose one or the other. We live in a land that you can choose same-sex marriage or opposite marriage. And you know what? In my country and in my family, I think that I believe that a marriage should be between a man and a woman. No offense to anybody out there, but that's how I was raised, and that's how I think that it should be between a man and a woman. Thank you.
All right, now here's the aftermath. That was Perez Hilton, of course, asking the question. You heard what she had to say. There was some applause. There was some applause for the question. So kind of a mixed group in the audience in Vegas, and this was Perez Hilton talking about it on King's show.
We welcome Perez Hilton. Is it fair to bring... Why did you bring this into the pageant?
Well,
I was given the opportunity on this national platform to ask a question that I thought was relevant. And given the recent setbacks and advances that we've made in the fight for gay marriage, I thought it was a very important question for me specifically to ask.
Did you vent it? Did you tell the pageant you were going to ask it?
Absolutely.
You did?
I ran it by the producers beforehand, and they signed off on it, and everybody thought it was a good question. It wasn't meant to be a big bomb, and I don't think it was that hard of a question either.
Was she like a finalist? Were they down to like
three?
It was
down to the top five, and she was definitely either the front runner or one of the top two contenders.
She wound up what, runner-up?
Runner-up.
Did you think that it hurt her?
Absolutely. And I think a lot of the judges did. And she knew. After she was done, during the commercial break, I could tell by the look in her face that she knew she had lost because of that answer. Because it was a bad answer.
Why is it bad if it was honest?
Honesty is great. However, in an interview this morning, she said that the audience and the judges expected her to be politically correct. You want to know what? Yes, I do expect Miss USA to be politically correct. Do we want a Miss USA that's politically insensitive, that's politically offensive? No. So I didn't disagree with her not believing in the right for gays and lesbians to be equal under the law. I disagree with how she answered the question, because Miss USA should be all-inclusive. She should be my Miss USA. And when she answered that question that way, it was instantly divisive and alienating to gays and lesbians and friends and supporters.
What would have been your answer?
My answer, well, I would have said, for her, if she, you know, believes that gays and lesbians should not marry, she could have answered it many different ways. She could have said, well, that's a great question, very relevant right now, and I think that's a question for the states to decide for themselves, because that's how our forefathers designed our government system.
Did you call it the worst answer in pageant history?
Yes, because I was sitting there and I heard very loud boos. I don't want to make any accusations. Oh, I will, because I'm me. But when it was broadcast on the West Coast, which is the feed that I saw, the boos were taken out. But there were reporters there, and the boos were very loud. And to my knowledge, that was the first time that a Miss USA contestant had been booed.
Did you ask the same question of Miss North Carolina?
No, Miss North Carolina also got a tough question, not the same one. She was asked if she thought it was appropriate for taxpayer money to go towards company bailouts. And she answered it very well. And that was one of the many reasons.
All right, so there's a little bit of Perez Hilton on Larry King. Which is a harder, more controversial question? The taxpayer money to go to the bailouts, or the hot potato question from the gay guy asking about gay marriage. Again, of course, people have a right to their own opinion. That's why it's fabulous that we live in America. That's the one thing we can all agree on, okay? But this Miss USA flap is ridiculous, because there's no doubt, first of all, that the gay marriage answer cost her her crown, which he did say, Perez Hilton. But I don't think, to me, did it seem like she answered that question so politically incorrectly? The only thing she could have really said is that she agreed with it, and then that would have been a satisfactory answer. So the problem is that she was, in fact, tripped into that. I mean, that's the bottom line. If the other girl had gotten the question, I would have been curious as to what her answer would have been. And we're going to let you hear, coming up in just a few minutes, what she had to say in an interview with Billy Bush. Like I said, I never would have thought coming on the air tonight. We're going to talk about the CIA and the visit with Obama and some of the fallouts of the pirates in Somalia and all that kind of stuff, the Somalia pirates. But this is fascinating to me, because she is such a sacrificial lamb. But I think she's pretty strong and can hold her own. I think we're going to have a couple of days of a hailstorm, though. Hear what she said coming up around the bend on America Tonight.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Here's the bummer moment of this show. If you got anything rolled up into stocks, it's a bad day on Wall Street. But we've had this 6-week bounce, and I think it is, dare we say, we're seeing a little bit of a bull run here. But now we're back down to earth. We're crashing downward because the Dow fell 290 points. Yikes! Even though Bank of America beat the earnings that were predicted, $4.25 billion. So scratch your head, punt, and then we go back at it again. Bet by the end of the week it'll probably bounce back up again, but there's lots of things. You had a dive in oil prices. In fact, it was $4. Also, the credit worries, that was huge. And as much as there were some positive headlines, there were also some pretty negative headlines as well, and I think that's what probably sent the market crashing. Speaking of crashing, Miss California crashed her chances to wear the crown big time because she answered honestly. I mean, you can tell she was being pretty honest, obviously, about her convictions. You can hear it in her voice, certainly. You heard what Perez Hilton had to say. He was one of the gay judges and said it was the worst answer ever in pageant history. I'm going to way disagree with that. The few times I saw, like, Miss America, which is not Miss USA, I saw contestants stumble and fumble, and, you know, like I said, here's the great thing. Rent this spoof of these pageants called Miss Congeniality, and there's a reason why it's a spoof on it. It's a parody of it because you get so many stupid answers and questions that are way over the heads of some of the contestants. Not all of them are idiots, though. Not all of them are the stereotype of a beauty pageant contestant. And she obviously didn't care that she was given an answer that was going to knock her down. And I think she knew when it left her lips that probably this was going to be it. Here's what she said in an interview with gossip man Billy Bush earlier in the day.
Has a political kind of thing awoken inside of you since this, or not really?
You know what's funny, Billy, is my sister is a second lieutenant in the Air Force, and she is a gay rights activist, and she's been to many, many, many rallies, and she just went to one, and she was just in my hotel room, and she said, sis, she said, I am not offended by anything that you said. We have two different opinions, and you know what? I love you because of it. I love you because you stood up for what was right, and it's not a matter of being gay or not gay. It's a matter of you competing for Miss USA and getting a question and answering it to the best of your ability. And should I have gotten that question? I don't think I should have.
Wait, whoa. Your sister is in the military and a gay rights activist.
Yes, she is. My sister is a second lieutenant in the Air Force.
Second lieutenant in the Air Force. She's a gay rights activist. I assume she's gay.
No, I'm saying she supports. She supports gay people. She supports gay marriage.
Oh!
Yeah. My beliefs have nothing to do with like my sister or my mom or whatever. I mean, my opinion is my opinion. That's just how I was raised by my parents.
But so is she.
To believe that a marriage is between a man and a woman, Billy.
I know.
It's between a man and a woman. That's it.
Your sister was raised by your parents too, I assume.
Exactly, and she has her own views. She's a 22-year-old woman who's in the Air Force, who's extremely educated, and she has her own views. And
oh my gosh.
It is what it is, you know. She debates with my dad all the time about it, but she has her own opinions, and that's what's so great about being an American, Billy, is we're able to have our own opinions and freely speak them.
All right, so bravo to Miss California, that was stupid. What a blunder, honey. Because don't you know you got to cheat and you got to fake it sometimes to get ahead, and that's what you should have done because you would have had the crown, you would have got some money, you would have had the fame, you would have traveled around. Now you're just this infamous runner-up. Here's what Keith Lewis said. He runs the Miss California competition. He said, and it's a quote, as co-director of the Miss California USA, I am personally saddened and hurt that Miss California believes marriage rights only belong to a man and a woman. I believe all religions should be able to ordain what unions they see fit. I do not believe our government should be able to discriminate against anyone, and religious beliefs have no politics in the Miss California family. Okay, think about President Obama. And somebody, I saw it reprinted a couple of times to today. Here's what President Obama said when he was asked that same question, remember, during the presidential campaign? This is a quote. I said this the other day, that there was a way that political spin. He said, I'm a Christian, and so although I try not to have my religious beliefs dominate or determine my political views on this issue, I do believe that tradition and my religious beliefs say that marriage is something sanctified between a man and a woman. So this is the President of the United States saying that. So what do you think, America? 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, or you can shoot me a quick email, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. I just think it gets at the heart of the whole freedom thing and then this whole argument in general. And, of course, you know where I stand, obviously. Bravo to Miss California, so she doesn't get the crown. It does cost her, absolutely. Probably cost her a lot if we sat down and put a pen to paper on financially what it could do for her. But she could have, again, lied, said something that really wasn't what she thought, come up with the politically correct answer and moved on to probably wearing the tiara. And maybe not. Maybe she wouldn't have, but it looked that way anyway. Instead, it cost her, and it cost her some bucks. So the man who was elected president by many people who are homosexuals, he said the very same thing. You heard the quote that I just read. I mean, you heard that, in fact, a couple of times in the debates. Remember the debates? Constantly, of course, that came up. It didn't. There were so many other things that became big issues. It was an issue, but not as big as it could have been. So Miss California basically agrees with President Obama. But yet she's being crucified as having the worst answer in pageant history and being called all kinds of course, horrific names on the blogs. But it seems to me like she can weather it. We move from that, and you can chime in at any point. You got the number, 800-259-5791 or americatonight.net. I actually have a couple emails. I'll get to them in a second. I did want to hit a couple of the headers for the day. One of them is Barack Obama, who went out to personally thank the CIA for all of their work, telling the employees that they have to do their work as scrupulously as possible, and that he had no choice with the memos, that he had to release the memos basically because of the circumstances that surrounded it, primarily the fact that so much of that info was actually public. And, you know, of course, there's an ACLU lawsuit pending as well. So they have now, you know, this released these memos that included methods that have been criticized as torture, the waterboarding, the walling, the stripping naked, you know, all that sort of stuff. And a lot of people, including myself, have been very critical of the release of the memos because I don't get it, because you've got all that information in there, and how much does that hamper any of the effectiveness of future interrogators or whatever? And then plus just having it out there, flying out there. Do we need to have that out there? I don't get it. Why throw it out there? Why have everybody read this crap of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed being waterboarded 183 times? Or Abu Zubaydah 83 times? Now, it's funny because I'm about freedom of information and all that sort of stuff. So normally, if you had caught me probably just fresh out of college, I would have said, absolutely, release it. We deserve to know as transparent as possible. But at what cost is that transparency? And now you see the reaction to this. I'm bravo for the president, actually, though, for going out there, because he should have gone out there. There's too many people that are putting their rear ends on the line, including some of the operatives, et cetera, and they need to know that they have the backing of the man in the White House. Because when it comes down to it again, you know, what are you going to do? You're following the letter of the memo. You're following what you're told is okay, and you're carrying out the activity, and you're guarding all of us in America against, or supposedly, that's the theory, against attacks from people who want to harm us and who don't care. I mean, if you're going to strap a bomb to a kid and blow people up, you have no scruples, right? Am I right about this? Now, somebody disagrees. In fact, Dick Cheney thinks all the memos should be released. I'll tell you why. On the flip side, hang with us here on America Tonight.
That makes me mad.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
I'm Ed Hanway with Cigna. We're a proud sponsor of March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for Cigna. We're all parents, aunts, uncles, and grandparents. We care about our babies, and we care about all babies. When a baby has to fight for his life, we all need to help. We've participated in March for Babies for the past 15 years, and we'll continue walking until every baby is born healthy. Join us in March for Babies. The walk starts at marchforbabies.org.
I'm Joe Wood with Famous Footwear. We're a proud national sponsor of March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for Famous Footwear. We're all parents, aunts, uncles, and grandparents. We care about our babies, and we care about all babies. When a baby has to fight for his life, we all need to help. We've participated in March for Babies for the past 6 years and will continue walking until every baby is born healthy. Join us in March for Babies. The walk starts at marchforbabies.org.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley. I don't have to tell you there's an emergency in the Heartland, but my friends at Heartland Emergency can help. With collapsing banks, endless bailouts, unresponsive government, and a teetering economy, it's only a matter of time before the next crisis strikes closer to home, your home. The food supply hangs by a thread, and store shelves can quickly empty as these next months introduce the full impact of a world in chaos. HeartlandEmergency.com can help you prepare with Mountain House freeze-dried food. Developed for NASA using real meat, these made-in-America nutritious meals are equal to anything frozen, and with a 30-year shelf life, you will be comfortably prepared. Visit HeartlandEmergency.com or call 830-431-1776. Storable food is the most important insurance you can have. Peace of mind knowing your family is not vulnerable has no price. Visit HeartlandEmergency.com or call 830-431-1776. Food solutions for our time? You cannot afford a surprise in the next crisis.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
About these torture memos. Remember, my question was, why can we find out if it was effective or not? And there's memos that talk about the effectiveness. Well, hello, that's the end of the book that I talked about that's been ripped out. Give us those memos so we know what worked and what didn't work so we have some closure. When I read the book, I said this before, and not know the end of the book? No. Give me the end of the story. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. You can shoot me an email at americatonight.net or chime in at 800-259-5791. Bill is listening to us on WVLK in Kentucky. Hey, Bill, how are you?
All right, how are you?
Good. Did you hear me talking about this Miss California and what's been happening to her? She's been getting assassinated, basically, across the country.
Yeah, that's what I was wanting to chime in about tonight. I think she's done right. You stand up for what you believe, no matter what it costs you financially. You know, you might have some money, but you've lost your morals. What do you got left? If you can't stand up for what you believe in and you can't put it all on the line for the way you feel, then you're a sellout. And I think that's what's wrong with a lot of Americans today. They've sold out. They ain't got the backbone, and they won't stand up for what they believe. I think everybody should.
I agree, Bill. Well said. I mean, really, you deserve the right, as I said, to debate any of the issues, whatever they are, whether we agree or not. And she shouldn't feel intimidated. She was honest. She could have done what other people do, taken the easy road. It cost her. So it shows something about her spine, about her backbone. And I just mentioned, you might have heard it, that President Obama feels the very same way.
But, you know, I mean, some people... You know, they shuffle that under the table, and he kind of sidesteps it. they don't want to give a direct quote and a direct answer to anything like that. And I don't know why. I mean, if that's, I'm different. I'm like her. I was raised that way. That's the way I was raised. Somebody asked your question. If that's the way you feel, that's the way you believe, and that's what you think, then that's your opinion. You can't take my opinion away from me. Only I can take it away. And if I want to sell it out for, a few thousand dollars, what kind of person am I? I'd rather have somebody that's representing USA or America that stands up for what they believe in than I had somebody that just sell it off. Oh, well, I don't want to rock the boat. I don't want to make that person mad or this person mad. It's going to cost me $20. It's going to cost me $20,000. It doesn't matter if it's $2 or $2 million. My opinions, my beliefs are mine, and they ain't for sale. So I applaud her.
Absolutely.
Need more people like her.
Absolutely. Bill, excellent. Good caller. Thanks for calling the show. He's 100% right. In fact, we do have a live audience with us here at America Tonight. We just pumped them full. Donovan gave them some coffee. In the commercial break, he was running out over to Starbucks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, poor Ted Anderson. He had no idea what he signed on for when he hooked up America Tonight and Kate Delaney with this network. He's got that big bill every night for Starbucks. Isn't that right, Donovan? What did it cost you this time? Was it $50, $60, something like that, right?
Well, we got the big Tanko coffee. It's the new 55-gallon version. It's only by delivery.
Comes there you go.
Big truck.
There you go. And, see, the problem with that is then you got to get the cream and all the sugars and everything else because nobody can agree, shockingly, on how they like their coffee. In fact, every time, that's why you go into, somebody serves coffee, how do you take your coffee, that whole thing? How do you take it, Donovan? Do you like your coffee straight up or do you like it mixed with stuff?
I'm a big wimp. I add a bunch of cream and sugar, and it doesn't taste or resemble coffee anymore.
That's the same thing with me. I just am not. If I was really desperate and I like coffee, I could drink it black, but I like coffee with milk in it, cream in it, whatever, and a little bit of sweet and low. And that's why usually Starbucks is this coffee is way too strong for me. Well, speaking of strong comments. And that was great what Bill had to say. I agree 100%. Strong comments fired back at this Miss California for how she answered the question. And here's the thing. If it's a beauty pageant and it's not an opinion they agree with, they don't, then forget it. You're getting marked down for that. Is it an opinion-based question? Is that it's not, can you name the cabinet members? Can you tell us how many branches of government there are? Can you tell us how many illegal immigrants are in this country? Can you tell us who was the first person appointed by Barack Obama, our new president? I mean, come on. Is there really a right or wrong answer? Obviously, there was a wrong answer on this one. And good for this young woman that she can withstand the pounding. And like I said, in fact, I saw somewhere where I was reading that Elton John, who has a boyfriend who he's lived with for a very long time, had an interesting thing to say about gay people getting married. And he said that the word marriage puts people off, that you get the same equal rights when you have a civil partnership and that heterosexual people get married and we can have civil partnerships. So do people tear Elton John in half for thinking that? I mean, here you have somebody who is openly, absolutely gay. He says that. Does he get thrown to the wolves? No. So I just think that she's taken a pounding that she doesn't really have to take. But she seems like she's strong enough anyway, and it's interesting. It's just a great example of somebody standing up for what they think and their opinion and not backing down from it. Because we all know, you know what? It can be hard. You know when you're a kid and you get squirmy and you want to answer the right answer, and that's where you start to you mature and you start to learn the difference, hopefully. At least some of us learn the difference between right and wrong, between doing what you want to do or following the herd. And it's not always easy to go against that. And I think, Bill was talking about my opinion is my opinion. and I'm not. It's not for sale. I love that. And obviously, her opinion wasn't for sale either because it cost her. And what exactly it cost her dollars wise is, I'm thinking, is a pretty decent chunk of change. Because now she's labeled as that person, as the runner-up with the wrong answer, the non-politically correct answer. And certainly people who are gay should know, because they fought their own battles for so long and are still fighting their own battles, where they were fighting to let their opinions and voices be heard. So you think that it would be the opposite, that even though it's completely not what they would agree with, that they would stand up for someone's right to say what they truly believe and what they truly mean. That's the key. Enough of this nonsense of saying one thing and really thinking another. I mean, please. All right, I mentioned also, too, and you can still chime in on this because I'm getting a lot of hits here on the email, and I promise I'll go through that, but 800-259-5791. In the meantime, Dick Cheney comes out after all that's happened with Obama. Obama's on en route visiting the CIA, talks to the members of the CIA that were gathered in the auditorium, which I think he should have and was a good thing, and thanking them because they're getting blasted all ends at who should be prosecuted and how can the president not go after somebody for releasing these memos, and then saying nobody should be prosecuted, whether it's the people who authored the memos or the people who did the interrogating and carried out the waterboarding and all that other sort of stuff. So here's the deal with Dick Cheney. As the former VP, he was on a Fox broadcast. He was with Sean Hannity again. He goes on Hannity's show, obviously, a bunch. And he talked about what I want to know, the rest of the story. Here's what Cheney said about, you know, the sort of the follow-up to this whole CIA thing and releasing the memos, and how about releasing more memos?
You still have opinions. Does that surprise you?
No, I don't. After all this time, I'm not surprised by much of anything in this business. Anything. Yeah. No, I've done a couple of interviews. This is the third one, I guess. I'm often asked my views on administration policy, and I'm happy to give them. I think there is it's important not to personally attack the new president. I've never done that. But I do think they are addressing big issues, and those positions they take should not go unanswered. I think it's important that we respond to them. We've seen a lot of decisions made, especially in this administration, with respect to the war on terror, which is no longer a war on terror. It's an overseas contingency operation. This whole question of detainees is extraordinarily important. The terrorist surveillance program is important. We were challenged in very fundamental ways after 9/11. The nation was threatened. We lost 3,000 people that day. The biggest task we had as an administration was to make certain that that never happened again, to do everything we could to prevent those kinds of attacks. And we put in place certain policies to do that. The Obama administration campaigned against those policies, and they're now in the process of dismantling some of them. We have a different point of view, that we have the opportunity to express it, and the American people have the opportunity to evaluate the right thing with respect to some of these important challenges.
Well, we're going to maybe go by get into some great specificity, but it was the interview that you gave. You know, Joe Biden came out on the point to criticize you, and at one point to you as the moment in history. Did that concern you in any way, or do you have any response?
No, it doesn't concern me any. I mean, Joe Biden's been saying a lot. He's been a senator for, what, 30-some years.
All right, there you go. That's vintage Cheney. One of the things he went on to say is that he finds it disturbing in the recent disclosure that they put out the legal memos, but they didn't put out the memos that showed the success of the effort. Give us the rest of the story. Oh, I beg all of you to write your congressmen and senators. We want to see the rest of this stuff. We'll be back on the flip side. Hang with us.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
A couple of things here on America Tonight includes Dick Cheney and the fact that he's saying, listen, release the other memos, the memos where we talk about the success we've had. Welcome to the work week, everybody. My name is Kate Delaney. If you haven't heard the show before, you can call us at 800-259-5791. We're talking about that. Don't you think we need the rest of the story? Release the bloody rest of the memos since you already stirred the pot. Release the rest of them then. The ones that tell us the results so we know what worked, what didn't work, what happened, okay? Because we never got that answer. And we do have the answer with Miss California. She didn't get the crown. Instead, Miss North Carolina did. It's not Miss North Carolina's fault, but she wasn't asked the question that Miss California was about Vermont and how she felt about gay marriage. She's getting blasted all over the place because of what she said. Let's go to Aaron, who's listening to us, WVLK in Kentucky. Aaron, thanks for the jingle. What do you think?
Oh, hey, Kate, how are you? I thought I was kind of caught in limbo there for a while. I wasn't sure. I kept hearing you talk, and I was like, well, maybe I'm just kind of caught in a loop here. I didn't know.
You're here.
But I want, I'm going to agree with, I generally, you know, everybody's got their opinion when they call into you and give it and stuff like that. I generally don't comment on people's comments to you, but I agree with Bill. I want Miss California to know she has another supporter. And it's just basic, out of all of the contestants there, because I did catch the latter half of the Miss America pageant with my wife. And, out of all the contestants, and they were all asked, what do you think? Or, what is your opinion, basically? What do you think about this? They were all asked the question. Now, To me, you know, when you're asked your opinion, well, you can give it because that's what you believe, like what Bill was talking about, or you can, you know, give the politically correct answer and hope that the police, the PC police, don't come after you, which apparently they have. You know, and I have new respect for people in California because apparently not all of them are extreme left-wing liberal people, because there must be some level-headed people there. And I, you know, and if they don't believe, you know, nobody knew. She could have actually said, well, I think that it's okay for gay marriage. I mean, she could have actually gave that answer, and she would have been hailed the most wonderful person probably ever. But she gave her opinion, and it was because I grew up like that too. You know, marriage is between a man and a woman. Mm-hmm. That's what I believe. My Bible teaches me for me to love my God and to love my neighbor. The two greatest commandments were given. So, you know, I mean, and as a Christian, I don't hate gay people. I mean, I try to love everybody, try to help everybody. And I think, you know, I mean, for her to have said what she said, I think she gave the answer. That's what was required from the judge. Apparently, the judge didn't like the answer, because I saw when they went to him after she answered it. I mean, he apparently was looking down, and he did not like her answer, but he asked questions. She gave her answer, and that's what was required of her. And I applaud her for doing that. You know, I mean, not a lot of people have the courage to stand up, you know, and when they're put on the spot and ask, what do you think? Mm. A lot of, and like you were talking about, a lot of us when we were growing up, we were afraid maybe to say the right answer or what we thought was the right answer. But, you know, as we get older, we know that we all are entitled to our opinion, what we believe, and, you know, we can voice, because we live in a great country where we have the freedom to talk. And, you know, I mean, there's people that didn't agree with her, and I know that as soon as she gave her answer, I said, well, you know what, I agree with what she said, but there's probably going to be a big backlash on her, because not a lot of people will probably agree with her from the other side. But it's okay, you know, we don't have to agree with each other as long as we respect each other, and that is the main point. And I think a lot of people apparently miss that because of all of the you know, all the backlash against her, and all, and all the people just basically trying to crucify her. And I don't agree with that. I mean, you know, she did well. She gave the most direct answer of any of the contestants. I thought she should have won.
I think so, too. And that's exactly what you said. She gave a direct answer. She didn't hem and haw. She didn't stutter around, try to figure it out, have these long pauses. She just nailed it. Boom. End the story. Aaron, thanks. Agree with you. Absolutely. Let's go from Kentucky to Iowa, where Jeremy is. Hey, Jeremy, what do you think?
Kate, I think this is a total farce. I mean, I don't care about pageants, but this girl probably lost the pageant because of this guy's opinion.
Oh, I agree. I think that's exactly what happened.
Let me give you an example, Kate. Say you've got a judge, and you've got a front runner up there, and the judge says, I'm Palestinian, and you're Jewish, and we've been warned for years. Whose side do you think is right? Well, what are you going to say?
Exactly.
That fruitcake wanted to wear the tiara. Well, his problem is, don't you think this is a...
ridiculous. I think it was a setup. I think he set her up, yes. And then he goes on Larry King. It's perfect because he can tee her up. He gets big headlines. He's got a blog that's wildly popular with a lot of younger people because it's really trashy gossip, Hollywood gossip. And it's perfect. He can go on Larry King, and it becomes a national story. And you're right. You know, there was a good spin. There was a good element here for him. And I wonder what the odds were. Of course, she was Miss California, and it's kind of like Aaron said. You probably think, well, there's probably a great chance that she's going to jump on the other side of this and say that she absolutely agrees. But she didn't, and she said this is how she was raised. This is what she felt. And then later in that interview we let you hear with Billy Bush, said that her sister had the complete opposite opinion. So they're from the same family, and she still respects and loves her sister, who, by the way, serves in the military. So go figure.
Kate, I've got a gay brother, and we've talked about it. I don't care if you're gay. I don't want it thrown in my face. But to me, this is a total joke. I think it's a ripoff that this one guy, because he is gay, and you know if she answers that question, she's either going to be a liar or she's going to answer it truthfully. Either way, she's going to lose.
Yeah, she...
How is that fair?
Yeah, it wasn't fair. It was a setup question. Wasn't fair. Jeremy, thanks. Appreciate your opinion. Thanks for sharing with us. Our last guys, we have a couple of minutes left in this show, or for this hour anyway. Mark is listening to us in New York. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Kate, I know I don't have a lot of time, so I'll stay with this topic because it's been dominating your show. You know, your last caller was absolutely right, and so were you. This guy, what's his name, Perez Hilton?
Hilton, yeah.
This is a part of pardon of the pun, they're trying to jam this agenda down our throat. Elton John was right. You know, people will agree to civil unions because as we get older, you know, we try to understand that people can fall in love. But you know what? Marriage is a tradition more than 5,000 years old. The majority of the people on the planet consider it between man and a woman. And this, I want to say freak, but not a Perez. You know, he just got a Larry King to trying to ram this down middle America's throat, trying to turn it against people. The woman did the right thing. She told the truth. She should have said traditional marriage when she talked about regular marriage. And this is of a piece with, like, Anderson Cooper, this another gay freak, and Rachel Maddow talking about teabagging and everything else. This is what they're doing. They're making fun of you because they're trying to make you to be the odd man out. I've never been married, but when I get married, I'm damn sure it's going to be a female, okay? It's marriage is between a man and a woman. They just can't take it. But they've got the press, the media, everybody else on their side, and they're trying to jam it down their throat. They can't handle it. When they first came out, all these homosexual activists, they wanted civil unions. Now it ain't good enough. Now they want marriage. You know what? You can't have it. You can have everything else, call it a civil union, but if it's marriage, it's a man and a woman. And that's what the rest of the world believes. I'm sorry. I mean, I'm not sorry. You have to deal with it, but they can't deal with it. But they're using all the money and all the power that they have to ram it down our throats and to try to change the culture, not for the better. That's my firm belief. And I believe that the sweetheart would, the pageant, which I would never watch anyway, she did the right thing. You speak your mind, you speak the truth, and you don't never apologize for nothing. Thanks,
that's right. That's right. Thanks, Mark. She didn't apologize, and I think she did the right thing by speaking from the heart. You could tell when you listened to it, again, what she thought. That was her opinion. And in her own family, she has people who don't agree with her, and they would have called her on the carpet. Think about that. If she has a family with strong opinions, and some of them are not the same as hers, they would have, her sister would have called her on the carpet for lying. She could have lied. She could have taken the easy road. She could have tried to spin it, but she didn't do that. She said what she thought, and so instead she gets crucified all over the place, and it's a shame, but good for her for standing up. Shows that she has backbone. Perfect time to leave you with this quote from Charlton Heston. Political correctness is tyranny with manners. Think about that.
Can you answer the question?
No, it is a trick question.
Why is it a trick question?